Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. He said, besides important legislations including Jan Vishwas Amendment or Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage.
कई bills हैं जो इस सत्र में आएंगे, जैसे shipping bill है, ports bill है, merchant bills है, sports का bill है और Jan Vishwas bill है, education का. कई महत्वपूर्ण bills हैं जो इस मानसून सत्र में आने वाले हैं.
Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, meeting of the leaders of the opposition, Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance, was held yesterday via video conferencing to finalise their strategies. The meeting was attended by parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Shiva Sena, UBT, DMK, CPIM, NCP, SCP, among others. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, SP leader Ram Gopal Yadav and DMK's Tiruchi Shiva were among those present in the meeting. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that there is no power on the planet to dictate India how to handle its affairs. Addressing the officer trainees of Indian Defence Estate Service 2024 batch at the Vice President's enclave, Mr. Dhankar stated that all decisions in this country, a sovereign nation, are taken by its leadership.
All decisions in this country, a sovereign nation, are taken by its leadership. There is no power on the planet to dictate India how to handle its affairs. We do live in a nation and nations that are a committee. We work in togetherness, we work in tandem. We have mutual respect, diplomatic dialogues.
The Vice President pointed out that India's demographic dividend, where 65% of the population is under the age of 35, is a source of global envy. Praising India for its calibrated decision to not attack civilians and only target terror infrastructure during Operation Sindoor, the Vice President said that India believes in peace and non-violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article highlighting the significance of the Yuva Spiritual Summit, calling it a major step toward achieving a drug-free India. In reply to a post by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandviya, Mr. Modi said, Dr. Mandviya elaborates on how the Yuva Spiritual Summit marks a major step in building a drug-free India. Organized by the My Bharat Initiative, the Youth Spiritual Summit is being held on the sacred ghats of Kashi with the theme Drug-Free Youth for a Viksit Bharat. The two-day summit, which began yesterday, is part of the Modi government's broader campaign under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan or Drug-Free India movement, aimed at tackling substance abuse through youth-led initiatives. Dr. Mandviya, in his post, emphasized that the summit was more than just a spiritual gathering. It represents the beginning of a nationwide youth movement against drug addiction. Orissa government has decided to launch a special program, Shakti Shri, to ensure safety of girl students in colleges and universities in the state. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi announced this in Bhubaneswar yesterday. The new program will be implemented in all 16 universities and 730 government and aided colleges. India has secured 3 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze medal at the 66th International Mathematical Olympiad 2025 held in Australia. Kanav Talwar and Arav Gupta from Delhi and Aditya Manguri from Maharashtra have won gold. Abel George Matthew from Karnataka and Adish Jain from Delhi secured silver medals, while Delhi's Archit Mana secured the bronze. And in women's cricket, England defeated India by 8 wickets in the second ODI at Lord's in London last night to level the 3-match series 1-1. Put into bat first, India posted a target of 144 runs for the loss of 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.